This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday some 80% of athletes qualified for the Tokyo Olympics have now been vaccinated against COVID-19, with just over a month to go before the start of the Games. The Japanese capital is set to host the postponed Tokyo 2020 Olympics beginning July 23rd, amid concerns the global event will burn in a medical system already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. Many Japanese and medical experts oppose staging the Games, saying they could trigger a new wave. Japan has been spared from widespread infections seen elsewhere, but has recorded more than 760,000 cases and more than 13,000 deaths. Tokyo and some other regions are under a state of emergency set to be lifted on June 20th. About 11% of Japanese have had at least one vaccine dose, low compared to other rich nations. But Tokyo 2020 organizers have tried to reassure the public by banning foreign visitors and said visiting athletes and media crews will be tracked by GPS for the first 14 days of their stay to ensure they do not stray from their itineraries. U.S. President Joe Biden departed on the first foreign trip of his presidency Wednesday, touting strong alliances ahead of summits with G7, European, and NATO partners before a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Biden told reporters as he boarded his presidential plane Air Force One outside Washington, his trip would make, quote, clear to Putin and China that Europe and the United States are tight. The 78-year-old president is headed first to Britain for a G7 summit, a meeting of the group of seven wealthy economies. He will later visit Queen Elizabeth, fly to Brussels for summits with NATO and the EU, then finish up in Geneva, where he meets Putin next Wednesday. This is VOA News.